79 Neil Larson, along with Julie Mason, and joining us in studio is former Representative Chad Christensen, also a hopeful future representative as well. And Chad, good to see you. How are you this morning?
Good, Neil. Julie, how are you guys?
Good. We're hanging in there. We're like right in the thick of the whole political campaign thing. So
yeah, you are.
Yeah, anyway, but we're happy to have you in. We had your opponent in yesterday. We wanted to talk about 35A. You've been in the legislature. You want to go back. Tell us why.
I want to go back. Yeah, it's kind of love and hate relationship there, I guess. You know, my passion for God-given rights and freedom and the Constitution just hasn't died. And, you know, my wife, asked me the same thing. Why do we do this? Why do you go through all this pain and suffering the campaign? And I said, you know what? It's just, you know, to me, it's, you know, a God-given calling that I have to fight for these things. And it's just who I am to my core.
Yeah.
With those issues, you're not somebody who hides who you are. Let's just put that out there. Like, Chad is very transparent on who he is on his social media and everything. So with people knowing that about you, what happened in the 2026 legislative session that you would have liked to have seen been different? What would you have liked to the lawmakers to have done differently?
Well, there are some bills that got put in a drawer on the Senate side that it's frustrating because when I was in office, that very same thing happened all the time. You know, the ICE bills that got put in a drawer, some good gun legislation, you know, the Stand Your Ground was put in a drawer. You know, I'd love to see those things be pushed through and signed by and the Senate and signed by the governor. It's just tiresome. These Jim Guthrie, the state affairs chairman in the Senate, just, you know, he thinks he has that kind of power to speak for all Idahoans to put a bill in a drawer, and it's frustrating. You know, when I was in office, I had a school carry a bill, and the same thing happened there. You know, it passed the House side overwhelmingly, and went to the Senate side. Patty Ann Lodge put it in her drawer. So I'm a school teacher. I'm not passing your bill. I'm not going to hear your bill, Chad. So that kind of power just really, really irritates me that they think they can do that.
So as you look toward this next legislative session, obviously, I think the budget probably was the big challenge. But we had some cultural issues that were immigration was an example, the bathroom bill, all of those things. But as you look to January 2027, if elected, what would be your priorities? Maybe list the top two or three.
Yeah, my top two. So I used to be a welfare fraud investigator for the state, and we did welfare fraud. We did food stamp recipient fraud, Medicaid recipient fraud, child care. And back in then, 07 to 11, when I was in that position, the fraud was rampant then. And so my old coworkers came to me while I was in office and said, Chad, the current administration of health and welfare is tying our hands from doing our job. We help us. So I had the director, Dave Jepson, in my office. Hey, Dave, can you fix this problem? He said, yeah, Chad, I'll fix this. Well, 6 months later, he disbanded the unit completely. And I was pretty upset. And so this, if I get back in, I want to bring that unit back and put it with AG's office. So health and welfare can't touch that system and oversight. And so that's a big priority for me to deal with recipient welfare fraud, because it is a huge problem, and I dealt with a lot of fraud. And also another one, I was always out for sex offenders when I was in office. I had a bill passed, for that when I was in office, and the governor signed it. But I want to take away probation and riders for certain convictions of sexual crimes.
Okay. So like a mandatory minimum.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
Gotcha. Chad, I know you're a big Second Amendment guy. It's probably one of the top issues for you. Is there anything more you'd like to accomplish when it comes to the Second Amendment? We have constitutional carry in this state. We've had some pretty good wins in the last few years when it comes to our Second Amendment rights. Is there more that needs to be added to it, though?
Oh, for sure. Yeah. I mean, I co-sponsored constitutional carry on a certain levels that we kept adding on to it. So I co-sponsored several of those additions. So I'm very proud of that. My school carry bill is still, I think we need to get through. I feel that, schools are soft targets for these bad guys that want to shoot up our schools and kids. So I want to push that still. The Stand Your Ground is an issue. It hasn't been passed like it should. We need to have real Stand Your Ground in Idaho or Castle Doctrine. The state preemption firearm law is huge to me too. These certain cities and governments, rent out a space to a vendor and the vendor prohibits firearms on that property, which is wrong in my opinion. So we need to fix that issue. So those three big issues, I think we still need to address in Idaho. You know, the Constitution is the Constitution. We can carry in these places, and we shouldn't have to be restricted for that reason.
Yeah.
What do you think the biggest difference between you and your opponent, Mike Veeley? What's the biggest difference between you guys?
Oh, just his voting record. I mean, I watched his first session, and I just his, you know, to me, he's on the very liberal side. You know, his scores in IFF and other, you know, very low freedom scores. I did see an issue that he was invited to, or he actually went to a fundraiser for a pro-abortion organization, and that really, are you kidding me? You say you're pro-life, but you attend this pro-life or this pro-choice fundraiser in Boise for four legislators, Jim Guthrie and Ben Furman and Camille Blaylock attended this fundraiser, and they're very, you know, pro-life and just like, holy cow. So that sets us apart big time. You know, I'm very pro-life. And
Chad, when a candidate comes in, I've internally committed to ask at least one hard question for each candidate. I'll throw this at you. I think there are a lot of people who agree with what you believe in, but they may take issue with your approach. Julie had mentioned earlier, you don't hide who you are. You're very authentic. Do you think sometimes that works against you, that maybe if you used a little more honey, a little less combative, that you could get more done? Is there anything that you would change in retrospect about your approach to politics?
Yeah, I can see that point. You know, it's not, you know, people say, Chad, you're a grandstander. No, actually, I'm just very passionate about my core beliefs. Like I just mentioned in the first part of the show, the Constitution and freedom and God-given rights. I'm just very passionate, and my wife will attest to that. And I think, yeah, you're right. It's true. I need to mail out a little bit about some things and be more diplomatic about certain approaches. And you know, I've matured a little more, I guess, from, you know, when I was in office the first time, to taking that, you know, a certain approach to be more, diplomatic and you know, going through the back door instead of ramming the front door like I have been in the past. Sure, I can see that.
Yeah.
All right. Do you have some upcoming events that you want to talk about? Places where people could maybe attend, find some information about you?
Yeah, tonight there's a candidate forum in Soda Springs at 6:30. Tomorrow in Montpelier at 6 p.m. And then I think Thursday is here in Idaho Falls at the Compass Academy at 6:30 for a debate. So I'm pretty busy this week. A lot of traveling and.
Yeah, just say that's a lot of miles.
Yeah,
it's a big district.
It is. It's a hard one to campaign.
Yeah.
So you probably have to travel more miles outside of your district to get to the other end of your district.
Right. Exactly. That's what we talked about a lot when I was in office. We have to go. You know, we leave Idle Falls and I go to Preston enough for some things, and the whole time I'm out of the district.
Yeah.
Then back into Franklin County.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so it's.
Yeah. Is that, I mean, obviously this is the district you're running for, so this is an issue that would be down the road, but I know that this district has been the weird one. It's the one that kind of runs along the border, but it spans several counties going down. Do they need to redraw that again? Is it time to look at just the, it looks like a gerrymandered district.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, I believe when I was in 22 and I lost to Wheeler, the whole you know, district was very gerrymandered to get me out of office.
Yeah. So,
I lost Franklin County, my most supportive county.
Yeah.
By far, it was the most populated and the most supportive. So I think the whole district is very gerrymandered and how they want it to.
Yeah. Well, your website, Chad, is chadforidaho.com, and that's the word for, not the number. So chadforidaho.com, simple and straightforward. Final pitch. Tell our listeners in the last minute or two here why they should vote for Chad Christensen.
Yeah, I'm just I'm the same kind of man that I was when I served the first time. I believe I have integrity when it comes to upholding my values in office. You know, I told constituents I would uphold the Constitution and their rights, and I did that. I fought for those things when I was in office, and I'll do the same when I get back in. I guess I'll. You know, be more diplomatic, I guess, like Julie mentioned, I love this state. I love this country, and I'm very patriotic, and It's just who I am, and I'll fight for these things with all my might.
Yeah. Okay, Chad, thank you. Again, Chad for Idaho is the website, and good luck in the last, what, 3.5 weeks, something like that?
Yeah, it's coming down. Pretty close.
Oh, 3 weeks from today.
Yeah.
Oh, wow, yeah.
Yeah.
Three weeks from today.
All right. Well...